is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, our INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira is with Brian Kim from the Columbia Valley Rockies. I'll chat with Grand Forks Border Bruins head coach and general manager, Dave Nadiak. And we'll close the podcast talking with the voice of the Kelowna Chiefs, Justin McCartney. Heading into week three, the five best KIJHL records belong to the Columbia Valley Rockies at 4-0, the Revelstoke Grizzlies 3-0, the Princeton Posse at 3-0-1, the Grand Forks Border Bruins also at 3-0-1, and the Nelson Leafs at 4-1. The Beaver Valley Nighthawks own the best stats on special teams play, 25% on the power play, and a perfect 19-for-19 on the kill. That's number one in both categories. The top scorer is Jaden Rusnak from the Wranglers with 9 points. The Border Bruins' Levi Astle is second with 8, then four players tied with 7. Matthew Langdon, Princeton. Josh Gamble, Castlegar. Connor Hovelkamp, Nelson. And Riley Langill, Kimberly. Amongst goaltenders playing 120 or more minutes, Blake Sittler of the Posse at 980 with a shutout. Michael Makowski from the Eagles at 951. And Hunter Arnson from the Coyotes at 949. Time now for the INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight. Boost your energy naturally with Canada's best tasting super greens by INE Plus Nutrition. Abundant in over 50 antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, INE Plus Super Greens will improve your immune and digestive systems, increase your energy, and enhance your mental clarity. You'll feel better overall, almost like you can tackle any challenge. Shop now at www.inenutrition.com and use the code KIJHL10 to get 10% off your order.
Well, nice draw there. Brian Kim has it, shoots, and he scores 5-hole.
Beautiful one-timer there.
I'm joined by Brian Kim of the Columbia Valley Rockies. Brian, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Brian, you and your teammates are off to a 4-0 start. What does the group like about the way it's playing so far?
Even though it's the start of the season, we're just kind of bonding all together. We're like, everyone's a pretty good guy in the room, and I think we're already all starting to click together. So I think that's been able to help us, you know, have a 4-0 hot start.
And is there anything else in specific that you guys are doing well that's helped you get wins?
I think we're playing a lot of pretty good defense. Like, offense is going to be there when we play good defense. So obviously our goaltendings are pretty good too. So yeah, just that defense part is, I feel like, better than other teams. So that kind of leads us to, you know, winning games.
So last season you joined Columbia Valley from Yorkton late in the season, and then into the playoffs, you really seem to have elevated your play. You've continued that into this season. What do you credit that to?
Taylor and, you know, all the assistant coaches have helped me kind of regain my confidence back since Yorkton and trying to play me in key roles. And I think that just kind of, you know, boosted my confidence and like allowed me to elevate my game a little bit more and contribute to the team.
Because talk about the type of player that you consider yourself to be.
I think I'm an offensive forward, obviously. I think I can score goals. I have a pretty good vision on the ice. I can make pretty good passes and kind of read the play pretty well. So I think that's what I can kind of like contribute to the team.
When it came to preparing, like doing your off-season training and stuff and getting yourself ready for this season, were there any specific things that you focused on that, like especially with what you want to be able to accomplish with your play this season to obviously help the team?
Obviously, I'm like a smaller player compared to other people in this league. So I kind of focused on getting like my body like way stronger than last year. And obviously since like I have been playing a key role on this team, I've been trying to like get my shot better by shooting pucks pretty much every day. Just kind of get my shot better and my accuracy better.
And then you grew up in Washington, D.C. I mean, talk about what it was like living there and obviously playing hockey there.
Obviously, I was really young. I was born in D.C. and then I lived there until I was 8. So I don't really remember much about hockey there, but just like starting hockey there was pretty fun for me. And I guess I kind of fell in love with the sport. So that's when I kind of decided to take it a step further and try to reach my goals.
So where did you and your family move from Washington to?
We actually moved, like after I was 8, we moved to Korea because that's where my family's from. And I played hockey there for a little bit until I was 13 or 12, I think. And then I kind of got scouted to this one Calgary school called Edge School.
What was the hockey like in Korea?
Obviously, it's not too popular compared to Canada. Like, not that many teams, not that many players, but like, it's not popular at all. So it was kind of hard to find like ice times and just trying to play and stuff. So that's when I decided to move to Canada. I actually like start playing hockey.
That's Brian Kim of the Columbia Valley Rockies. Brian, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
The Player Spotlight is a presentation of INE Plus Nutrition. Why not head over to the KIJHL Instagram account at KIJHL Hockey and enter for a chance to win INE Plus Nutrition product. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, now available on YouTube. Still to come, the voice of the Kelowna Chiefs, Justin McCartney, and Border Bruins head coach and general manager, Dave Nadiuk.
Over the far side slowly, skates in and picks up the shootout win for the Border Bruins.
What a fantastic ride that was.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the head coach and general manager of the Grand Forks Border Bruins, Dave Nadiuk. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You glad the season is underway?
Absolutely. You know, we were patiently waiting for it to begin, and you know, before you know it, a blink of an eye, we're four games in and two more right ahead of us right now. So
you got to like the start you've had so far this season. I mean, you're 3-0-1. You're lost to a very good team against Revelstoke. Talk about the play of your guys so far, and are you pleased with what you're seeing?
Yeah, you know what, we're kind of looking at it now that September's came and gone. You're looking back at preseason and obviously the first four games of regular season, and tough not to be happy with our September. You know, played five exhibition games, went 5-0, and then like you said, regular season so far, three wins and overtime loss there. So all in all, 17 of 18 points, we're had and sitting at 7 out of 8 points so far in the regular season. Now that's what matters. But yeah, tough one the other night against Revelstoke. You know, we put a lot of shots on net, and hats off to Ponto. He had a really good game and definitely made the difference.
Let's talk about your team. You've got some regulars back in the lineup from last season, and they seem to be performing well. Levi Astle being one of them, Desabre, Ben Edwards back. Talk about the returning players, and then we'll also talk about some of the new players.
The veteran core we have back, the guys you had listed, and obviously many more, Russ Kosick, Tyler Burke, Jace Cool, Nate Tillmans. I mean, the list goes on and on, and Carter Price, Dobochuk and that, so we do have a very solid veteran core here this year, and some of these guys now going on their third year with me. So it's nice to have this group and, develop them in-house and have them here after a few years and mixed in some pretty high-end new recruits. It's been successful so far.
I like talking about the unsung heroes, the guys that don't maybe get all the credit, that don't get the points, but are there every day with a lunch bucket in hand. Talk about some of the guys that maybe don't get the recognition they deserve.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's always those guys on every team. And, for sure we have those guys. First guy that comes to mind is, Reed Schechtel. Kid blocks a ton of shots for us and truly is a warrior and doesn't get on the stat sheet a whole lot for points. But if there was a, a block shot column or, big sacrifices for the team, he'd be, amongst the leaders for sure. Obviously, shout out to Reed for his play that way. And, there's new guys who are starting to, kind of feel that role as well, as they're coming in and trying to find their spot and find their groove. And so it's great to have guys like Reed and, those blue collar players like Jace Cool, really kind of lead the way. Theo Naidu, another guy that really leads the way and, that kind of lunch pail hockey. So not only hard workers and grinders, but, they're guys who play the game the right way. They, bought into systems and play structural hockey. So definitely key pieces to the game. And like you said, the young sun heroes for sure.
Let's talk about the Neil Murdoch division. We talk a lot about how tough the Eddie Mountain is, but year in, year out, it's a dogfight in the Neil Murdoch. It looks like it's going to be the same thing this year. Talk about the division you're in, and you've got a big game tonight against Beaver Valley. Just talk about that division and how good it is.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun the last few years, especially since we've been able to kind of emerge with our program and now be in the mix. And there's no easy game in our league, and definitely no easy game in our division. And yeah, having BV tonight, another tough game, and seems to be a lot of those tough games. So it's good. It makes for a good parity. It makes for a good competition, and ultimately it makes for good hockey.
Dave Nadiuk is the head coach and general manager of the Grand Forks Border Bruins. Thank you very much for doing this, Dave.
Thank you, Mark.
Chiefs shorthanded 2-on-1. Morcom, pass across to Murphy Jensen. He scores. Jensen to the backhand, shorthanded goal. Chiefs to a 2-0 lead.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the voice of the Kelowna Chiefs, Justin McCartney. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing great, Mark, and it is great to be back on Top Shelf. It's been a hot minute.
Absolutely. How many years have you been doing this? Because you've been the voice of the Chiefs for a while.
I think it's been about 10 or 11 years that I've been with the team in some capacity. I started out as a volunteer updating the box score on the website and eventually moved on to the broadcast team as a color commentator when one of our broadcast guys left. Then my partner left and I became the play-by-play guy with less than one season experience doing color, and the rest is history, as they say. It's been just me since then.
You have a lot of changes this offseason, particularly in the Bill O'Housen division. Here's another one of you guys in there, six teams in the Bill O'Housen. How's that shaping out, do you think, for the season?
Well, I think we're going to have an extremely competitive division. Revelstoke is always strong. I think they may take, maybe a half or a quarter step back this year, just considering the lack of returnees. So many key players from last year not coming back to the Grizzlies this year. Princeton has been strong. Interesting to see what they can do again without a lot of returning players, particularly on offense, and a new head coach and general manager there. The Kelowna Chiefs would like to think they'll be in that mix as well. Tons of changes on our side, and definitely the Billy O is virtually unrecognizable from last season.
Talk about the new head coach, or the new old head coach, because he's been around the league for a while.
Absolutely, yes. With the ownership change in the spring of this year, new owner Darren Timchishan decided to make a change. And really the genesis of that was simply combining the head coach and general manager position into one role. In previous years, we'd had Travers Rebman, who was just wearing the mantle of the head coach. So it wasn't a case of wanting to move on from Travers, but simply combining the two roles. Travers opted not to apply for that. And so Nick DeShane was brought in, who, of course, had been in that same role with the Sycamore Eagles for the prior 3 years. And Nick actually lives and owns a business in West Kelowna. So I'm sure while he had success in Sycamore, he's probably not missing that commute. And he was the guy. And that's definitely a big change on the head coaching side.
You know, heading into tonight's action, Kelowna is 2-1 on the season. An impressive win, I think, over Soyuz. A wild one against Spokane. That was the craziest game I've seen. And then, up against a very, very tough Beaver Valley team. Talk about the season so far and what you like in the Chiefs this season.
Well, definitely some growing pains, despite picking up the shootout victory in Spokane. I know that was a game that did not go to plan for the coaching staff, and definitely hit a wall in Beaver Valley. Of course, the Nighthawks always icing strong teams, and the Chiefs failed to bring their A game, and they paid for it. But I think there's a lot to like with this group. Chiefs made a big change in goal, Brendan Smith being dealt to Creston because there was the opportunity to bring in Max Fowl from the Mission City Outlaws in the PGHL. And I know that was a difficult decision for Nick DeShane. And I think when Max became available, he simply couldn't pass up the opportunity. And unfortunately, Brendan Smith, who was entering his third season as a Chief, was the casualty of that. It was unfortunate for Brendan, who was very popular here, very well liked among both the fans and teammates.
Let's talk about tonight's action. You've got the call, 100 Mile House in town. Talk about what you feel the team has to do tonight to pick up 2 points in a very, very tough Bill O'Housen division.
Well, definitely they've got to limit some of the chances against, particularly some of the odd man rushes we saw both in the victory in Spokane and the loss in Beaver Valley. With the Wranglers also having a new head coach, you know, the trademark of Dale Ledoux's teams in 100 Mile was always big, physical, aggressive teams that were hard to play against. And it looks to be more of the same despite Dale not being in charge there anymore. So definitely that's something the Chiefs will have to look out for. They've got some size up front this year. And of course, with these teams just completing a trade with 6'7" Trent Thiessen coming over, he will definitely add some size on the blue line. So Nick Duchesne will be able to fight fire with fire on the physical side, I think, if he wants to go that way.
Justin McCartney is the voice of the Kelowna Chiefs. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks very much, Mark. And everyone have a great call tonight.
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Kevin McKinnon, Cody Fate, Brad Cable, Lainey Wilson, and Justin McCartney. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira, Border Bruins head coach and GM, Dave Nadiuk, and Columbia Valley Rockies forward, Brian Kim. A big thank you to the good folks at INE Plus Nutrition. Remember that website, inenutrition.com, and use the code KIJHL10 to get a discount. Also, check out our Instagram account, at KIJHLHockey, for your chance to win INE Plus Nutrition product. Finally, a stick tap to Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.